Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles got to the league-mandated 53-player roster limit on Saturday by making a total of 22 transactions. 19 players were waived. Two players, Aurelius Bennett and Travis Long, were put on the injured reserve list, and Lane Johnson begins his four-game suspension, so he does not count against a 53-man roster. As we review the roster moves made, Bo, what were some of the things that stood out to you?
Yeah, tough blow for Travis Long suffering that torn ACL in that preseason game, because I think he was a good shot to make this roster. The biggest surprises for me, the first biggest surprise, only three running backs making the
yes.
team, and one of them being Chris Polk, who has not played in the preseason. I think Chris Polk deserves to make this team. He showed last year what he can do, but I'm surprised that they didn't keep a fourth guy. Nine players on the offensive line, that's good to see. You see, I think fifth-round pick Ed Reynolds not making the team is going to jump out to some people. He's the only draft pick that didn't make the team. But other than that, I think the running backs is really the biggest surprise. Jeff Mail makes the team as the sixth receiver. Taylor Hart makes the team. Damian Square is a tough cut. And then, of course, the big news, kicker, Cody Parkey is our man, not Alex Henry.
Tough to keep Cody Parkey off the roster after he boomed over two field goals of over 50 yards in a game on Thursday night, one of 54 yards and another at 53 yards. Also had a couple touchbacks as well. For me, another surprise, Trey Burton, who was outstanding throughout the course of the preseason. He shined in that finale against the Jets, a player I think too talented to have a chance to allow to go through the waivers process. So he makes it as a fourth tight end here on the roster. So, of course, you mentioned Travis Long. So the Eagles going at outside linebacker with you have Trent Cole returning, Connor Barwin, Marcus Smith the second, you have
Brandon Graham. And then, of course, Brian Braman, the special teams ace.
Yes, and then an inside linebacker, that means you're going with D'Amico Ryans, Michael Kendricks, Najee Good, and Casey Matthews, who can also play the outside position as well there.
That's right. He's one of the guys who's cross-trained, and we saw it last year when Casey Matthews made the team. His ability on special teams is his calling card, and this Eagles team under Chip Kelly is all about special teams at the bottom of the roster.
Certainly that's the case. So the Eagles get to the 53-man roster limit. General Manager Harry Roseman is going to speak to the media on Saturday afternoon. We're going to have complete coverage today and throughout the weekend because the Eagles will likely monitor the waiver wire, see who else is out there, and churn the bottom of the roster over the next couple of days. And the team, beginning Sunday at noon, can begin assembling its 10-player practice squad, which is up from 8 in previous seasons. So for Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.